On today's Part of My Take, we have Kyle Long from the Chicago Bears doing the Mount Rushmore of brothers. We're talking NBA draft. I have to see a little red. The big Jimmy Butler trade that shook the NBA. We also have hurt or injured PR 101 and our new segment, Higher Learning, where we give advice to all those going off to college this fall. Before we get to all of that, I want to talk to you guys quickly about Upside. I discovered something really big, the best new way to buy business travel. It's called Upside.com. And I'm telling you, if you're not a business traveler, you know someone who is, you have to tell them about Upside. Here's what you get. Every time you buy a trip at Upside, you save a ton of money, and they give you an Amazon gift card with $100, $200, even $300 every single time. Upside bundles your flights and hotel together for one low price. Bundled pricing saves money, especially on business travel. And check out what we've arranged for you. Use the code PMT, and you're guaranteed to get at least a $100 Amazon gift card your first trip. My code PMT gets you at least a $100 Amazon gift card free. How can you not do it? It's a no-brainer. Save big on travel and get a big gift card every trip. I love Upside.com. Upside.com, minimum purchase required. See site for complete details. Let's go. Bye.
It's Part of My Take, presented by Barstool Sports.
Welcome to Part of My Take. It is Friday, June 23rd.
You want me to give you the Sunday scaries for the summer?
Can I finish what I was saying real quick?
Yeah.
Gar Foreman and John Paxson remain fuckheads.
Okay.
Now go.
It is Sunday, or it's Friday, June 23rd, and the Bulls season is over.
Yeah.
How about that?
Well, it never even began, but yes, it is over. They're dead. We're going to get to the whole NBA draft and the Jimmy Butler trade, but it has now been revealed, and everyone now knows the reason we are in Vanny Woodhead traveling across the Rust Belt again, not just for the Bo Pelini bocce tournament in Youngstown, Ohio on Sunday, which we will be at.
Although that is a very big part of it, and we're going to love it.
Yeah, so if you are in the area, come check it out. Hang out with us on Sunday. We're going to be playing bocce all day. But we have completed the J.J. Watt interview.
We did, yeah. We drove up to his very rustic cabin today. The Wi-Fi was only like medium speed in the middle of nowhere. And we met JJ. We sat down. We talked with him for about an hour, I think, in his workout room, in his barn.
Yes.
We moved the hay aside and scattered the chickens and worked. And we did our interview in his, what would you say, like 1,500 square foot barn, something like
that? Yeah, it was a very nice property. Yeah.
JJ was actually, he was a nice guy. I think people are going to enjoy the interview.
Yes.
We dug into a lot of stuff that I've never heard him talk about before.
Yes, yeah, so it was a very fun experience. It is going to be, and thank you again to everyone who donated, because it made it a cool experience to be able to give back, and we get into all that and the hey JJs and basically everything, literally everything that, you know, his entire career.
And we gave him like a 20-foot long check that we made out of polyurethane.
You can check it out on the Pardon My Take Twitter at Pardon My Take.
And he's going to put it up in his barn, in his workout room, and do squats staring at it. What's up?
It's already been thrown out.
Oh, well, he said he was going to put it up and do squats while staring at it for motivation.
Okay. Well, let's hope that happens. But either way, tune in July 17th and 19th. It's going to be a two-parter. The reasoning behind the date for this is we are still on the road on Sunday, so we didn't want to get it out. And we actually have a really fun guest lined up for Monday. And then we're going to run into July 4th, and then the boys are taking their talents to the South Beach. We're going to the All-Star game with our friend Marlins man, so we're going to be busy that week as well. JJ's coming July 17th, 19th. It's going to be a lot of fun. Maybe even about, maybe even a bonus Mount Rushmore we did with him. So
if the award-winning listeners behave themselves.
Yes, yes.
We'll toss that one in for free.
All right. Let's talk draft. Jimmy Butler got traded. All right, next topic.
Yes, he did. And I think his agent said it best about the Bulls. 0-82. Or his trainer. Sorry, Trevelle Gaines. 0-82. Worst culture in the league. I met drug dealers with better morals than their GM. He is a liar, and everyone knows. Your thoughts, Big Cat.
Well said. Okay, so I've gone through the range of emotions. Hank, what would you say? You watched the whole thing go down. You were laughing at me because I basically was on a roller coaster. How would you describe that roller coaster?
Well, at first you were excited about it. You're not excited, but you're like, oh, this isn't that bad.
Yeah.
And then we were at Chili's, and first of all, we're on ketosis, so you can't eat bottomless chips.
Yes.
So Big Cat was just sitting there in his phone, not even looking up, hand in his head, and just like literally sinking in front of my eyes. And then he was like, yeah, I fucking hate this trade. Yeah.
So when it was first announced, I was like, okay, this isn't the worst trade. The problem is Jimmy Butler has been on the trade market for a year. And when someone's on the trade, like once someone's like out there being, you know, hey, you can have Jimmy Butler for a year, guess what? The price is probably not going to keep going up. Mm-hmm. So take that for what it's worth. Then, you know, the trade happens. I'm like, okay, maybe not the worst. You get Chris Dunn, who classic Bulls front office. I've said this before. They love Chris Dunn last year. They don't do NBA scouting, so they probably just think Chris Dunn is – they probably were still watching Chris Dunn Providence highlights tonight, being like, oh, this is a lottery pick, even though the guy shot like 37% from 2 points.
Technically, he is a lottery pick.
Yes. So,
much a lottery
and then,
pick always.
And then Zach LaVine – he won a dunk contest, so younger athletic. Oh, yeah, he blew out his knee, but still younger athletic. They're probably watching dunk tape highlights. And then I was like, okay.
You've never had any problems with, like, super athletic young guys with knee injuries.
This is okay. This is all okay, right? We're okay. Seventh pick, probably going to take someone really great, maybe Monk. That would be great. Then I find out they traded the 16th pick, which makes no sense. They gave up too much for that. Then they draft I'm going to call him Lori.
It's Lori. That's how you spell it.
It's Lori Markkanen from Arizona. I am now going to sell myself on this guy, which is going to be the greatest spin zone of all time, because we went to the Pac-12 championship game, and I think we said multiple times, this guy fucking sucks.
Yes. He's a bum.
Because we were told multiple times that week, this is like the next Porzingis.
Right.
Just because he's an Eastern European guy. He's white, and oh, did you see that picture that he put up? His new profile picture.
Double thumbs, baby.
Double thumbs. He looks like Eric Trump in the picture.
Yeah.
So you basically drafted Eric Trump.
So this guy, Lauri Markkanen, the worst thing that could happen when you have a draft pick. I just saw like a Twitter feed that everyone was like, of all the scouts pulled, he was the most contentious top 10 pick.
Well,
like everyone thought he was probably not a top 10 pick, but he was going to get up there because guess what? He's young. He has upside. He's going to be able to shoot. He's basically just like a little bit better version of Mirotić, who sucks in his own right.
So
I'm getting angrier and angrier. You can't tell.
You took the kid from Oregon in the second round, right?
And oh no!
You immediately traded him
for cash.
For cash considerations.
Because we need cash because we're rebuilding. So we traded the 16th pick and a second round pick when we're trying to rebuild.
Isn't that human trafficking? That's human trafficking, isn't it?
Rebuilding, you would say you probably want to get as many young, talented guys as possible. But nope. This is a half weird rebuild. Oh, and yeah, Dwayne Wade picked up his option for $24 million yesterday.
I love it. I mean, but if you're Dwayne
Wade,
that
makes no fucking sense.
You're absolutely taking that. They could send Dwayne Wade out there to play 1-on-5 every game next year, and he would do it for $24
million. I'm getting even more heated. So, and this whole thing, like, all right, are we rebuilding? If we're rebuilding, that's fine. But I don't trust these guys to actually rebuild correctly. I mean, you got fucking trainers saying that they're worse than drug dealers, and then John Paxson's like, hey, don't talk to him like that. That's unfair. John Paxson, you fucking choked out your coach, Vinny Del Negro, and punched him. Like, don't tell me that you have morals and that you're like some fucking – you are the same as that guy.
I can see we're seeing red right now, so I'm going to need you to take a couple deep breaths and calm down for a second. Let's look at it with clear eyes. Trevelle Gaines and Jimmy Butler, they were in Paris.
Yeah, Jimmy Butler's on vacation with Dwayne Wade right now. That's the most awkward vacation of all time.
Yeah, so when the trade
that
when the trade
that
went
sucks,
down,
tonight's going to suck.
It was like, what, midnight in France.
Yeah.
So they were probably, they had like a glass of wine with their lunch.
Yes.
Because that's when lunch ends in Paris. Uh-huh. Those weirdos.
Uh-huh. All right. So here's my only Lauri Markkanen spin zone that I'm going to try to sell myself on. I think I'm just going to call him Baby Dirk.
And just hope he grows into
it. I'm just going to call him Baby Dirk. He's a white European dude. I'm just going to call him Baby Dirk and hope everyone's just like, hey, maybe he's Baby Dirk.
Yeah. Okay. I dig it. I'm digging it. You've spun it a little bit.
That's
but
the only thing I can do. That's where I'm at right now. I'm just like, Baby Dirk.
I'm not buying anything that they did. The 76ers actually had, a good draft tonight, I'm told.
Let's do winners and losers. So we'll do winners and losers. I'm done with seeing red. I'm sorry. I apologize to everyone. Baby Dirk. Trust the process, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Bulls are going to suck so bad. All right, winners and losers. Winners, I have Stephen A. Smith.
Yes.
Okay. Stephen A. Smith is a winner because we're going to get to the losers, but anytime Phil Jackson fucks up, Stephen A. Smith's like cock grows a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
He just gets like it's just his super strength goes up and up and up because he loves – there's nothing Stephen A. Smith loves more than going in – on Phil Jackson's ass.
It's great. I love it. And I love it when he gets so he does have, fortunately for him, a lot of room in his pants for his cock to keep growing and growing and growing because those things are so fucking huge and I love them. They're the best part about Stephen A. Smith.
Yes.
I think another winner is, well, obviously the 76ers, just because I hear a lot of people saying that they did a good job.
Yes.
So it must be good. They've got a sweet nickname coming in. The Feds, which is the first initial of the last name of their last four draft picks, right?
Yes. Yes, correct.
Which is true in Philadelphia's case. The founding fathers, the actual 76ers, were in fact Federalists.
Yes.
So it matches up.
There we go. I have another winner. Big ballers everywhere.
AKA us.
Yeah, Lonzo. This podcast. Lonzo drafted second overall to the Lakers. LeVar then immediately put another set of big baller shoes in purple and gold for $495 that only 100 people are going to buy, mm-hmm. and like 99 of them are probably going to be someone in the Ball family.
And
he also did like an awesome speech where he basically said he predicted this when Lonzo was born.
Within 2 years, he's going to be doing stuff for WWE.
Yes.
He is that good at being the heel. Like he was yelling at the reporter for not holding the microphone close enough to his face.
Well, and he also predicted that his other two sons are going to get drafted by the Lakers, and Jeff Goodman from ESPN was like, how are you going to do that? And he just said, ball control.
Ball control.
Which
I
is
love
a
it.
Fucking great line.
I love it. I don't even think he had prepared that.
No.
I think that was just like the top of his head. So, yeah.
He's doing something weird. Like, he was definitely more weird than he's ever been.
His teeth.
Smiling at weird times, but he's still a winner. Big
ballers.
You know
how,
everywhere.
Like, you lick a lot of toads and you can get high?
Yeah.
Like, I think he licks his teeth. There's like a layer of poison on his teeth that he licks and he just starts talking like he's mankind.
Yeah. I have other winners. Sacramento Kings. The Kings actually drafted well. So they got
that'll turn it around.
Fox, Justin Jackson, and Harry Giles from Duke. And I actually, like, for a moment was like, is the world still, are we still on Earth right now? And then my inception totem was, oh yeah, Gar and Pax are still doing shitty trades. Mm-hmm. So who else you got? Any other winners?
Those are my actually, I have one more. The NCAA is a winner.
Oh.
16 freshmen got picked in the first round. So, like, they got their year of internship to the NCAA where they got to make their bank. Good luck to those kids. Bright-eyed, bushy-tailed, going out to the real world.
Yep.
Finally and able to make some money.
John Calipari, we should mention, he always wins the draft.
Yes.
Because he gets to stand there on draft night and get interviewed and recruit for Kentucky in front of the nation.
So I didn't get to watch too much of the draft, but I assume that it was Calipari basically doing musical chairs to each of the freshmen.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even think it matters if the freshman went to his school, went to Kentucky.
No.
I think he was just transferring next to freshmen and being like, hey, guys, this outstanding young man here, going to go make some money.
Yes,
getting his face on TV.
Hugged and kissed the mom.
Yep.
I have to go to before we go to losers, I have the combo winner, loser. Winner, the Bobcats, because I love Monk, and he got drafted. He fell all the way to 11, which was kind of a shocker because most people thought he was going to go like 5 to 7. Bobcats losers, they just traded for Dwight Howard, which that was okay.
Yeah, but you know what? Now we're going to get Jordan playing one-on-one with Dwight and just backing him down.
He's going to dunk on him.
Talking shit to him, beating his ass like he did to Kwame Brown. Worked out pretty well for him.
Jordan is going – the question, though, and this is a question that I don't know if we have enough time to get to, can you mentally break down someone who has been mentally broken for years.
I'm going to say, okay, internet rule. Crying Jordan has kind of come to an end. I think it needs to be brought back, but only for Dwight Howard.
It would actually...
You're allowed.
It
I'm
going to
give you a pass for it.
It wouldn't shock me if Michael Jordan just went to the first practice with a camera and just berated Dwight Howard till he started crying, then snapped a picture, and that became the new Crying Jordan. He's just like, fuck you, Dwight. Yeah. You're taking the meme from me.
I don't know how that's going to work out because Michael Jordan's going to fucking hate Dwight Howard.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
They've got into a fight.
Let's just be clear here. Like, everyone hates Dwight Howard.
That's true.
So that's not really. All right, losers.
Yeah, losers. Phil Jackson.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah. Phil for multiple reasons. Phil for basically taking his one good pick, Kristaps Porzingis, and then putting him out on the trade wire and bashing him nonstop. Mm-hmm. So bringing down the value of your only good asset.
Yes.
And then also Phil Jackson because he allegedly was falling asleep during workouts for the draft picks.
There's like a cottage industry going around right now of people that are just tweeting out bad stuff about Phil Jackson. Things like Phil was asleep during the draft or something mm-hmm. like that. It'll get 2,000 retweets. You could just make up a story like Phil Jackson was spotted walking around MSG with his hand in a toaster and his foot stuck in a bucket, and he fell off a balcony and his feet kept moving until he looked down and then he fell. Like, he's basically become the Wile E. Coyote of NBA.
We need to just get the Price is Right sad trombone. We should just have that just following Phil around at this point.
Yes. He should have actually pulled the trigger on the Porzingis trade, gotten like absolutely nothing back, a ham sandwich, and then just said, the aristocrats. And then just retired.
I think Phil also, I think he's at the point now where he might just be addicted to Twitter and like throwing these things out there. Like, why did he get pictured on a bus? Oh, he just wanted to become a Twitter meme. Why is he just like people were very, very angry on Twitter, and rightfully so. Knicks fans were very like we said last show, even people who weren't Knicks fans were like, I don't like the Knicks, but I feel bad for the Knicks. Phil is just feeding off this on Twitter.
Yes. I actually have a theory. So I just came up with this right now. There are two draft picks tonight. They went European again, right? Mm.
Yeah, they went French.
Because that's what the
Knicks
do. Anytime
you get a French point guard, Tony Parker.
And both of them have such strange last names. Here's my theory. Phil Jackson didn't mean to draft these guys. He was typing in his instructions into the computer to his guys, and he was wearing his 11 rings that make him cause typos.
Classic
and
tweet.
He accidentally came up with these two bizarre last names, and that's why they took him.
Yeah, and James Dolan was busy playing a concert with his, like,
that's right.
James Dolan.
I might become a groupie for James Dolan's band because they
we
look
should
hilarious.
Do that. We should we should walk around outside James Dolan's concerts and just be like, one, need a miracle.
Yeah.
One, like, we need a miracle for James Dolan's concert, and just travel around with him. That's an owner that cares. James Dolan is basically just like Richie Rich, but like an evil Richie Rich.
Yes.
A sinister Richie Rich who just doesn't live on this planet.
Yep.
Loser. Any others?
That's it for me.
All right. Other loser I had, this doesn't have to do with basketball, but the Golden Knights, the Vegas Golden Knights.
Ooh,
because those
sleeves,
jerseys
suck. Bad sleeves.
Suck.
It's like they tried to get as many colors as they could fit on a sleeve.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they won.
Yeah.
I think that's it. I don't think you can put any more.
You remember like in like Madden in like 2004, I think, they started letting you create franchises? The Tiburon Sharks, was mm-hmm. that one of them?
Yep.
And they gave you jerseys. The Golden Knights don't have jerseys. They have jerseys that are somehow worse than those. 2004 graphics of a creative franchise. A fictional 2004 franchise in Madden has better jerseys than a 2017 real-life franchise.
It's really bad. You could have the jerseys from any given Sunday. Those are better
yes,
jerseys
it is.
Than the ones that they're wearing.
Right.
Yeah.
It's basically like just pick a random football movie or hockey movie, and it's like the team that they play, not the team they play like that they're enemies of, mm-hmm. it's the team they play in the random montage.
Yep.
They don't even get
you
that.
You know what it is? These are the jerseys of the team that beat the main team in Playmakers at the very end of the series, Playmakers.
Right.
That's what these remind
me
of.
Playmakers was
so
the
good.
Best. God damn
so
it.
So good.
I missed
fortunately
shit.
For the Golden Knights, nobody's going to be there to watch, so you don't have to look at those.
Well, opposing fans.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Let's get to Mount Rushmore. We have Mount Rushmore of brothers with Kyle Long, who has a famous brother, Chris. Before we do that, I wanted to quickly talk to you guys. Guess what? We got a new show we got to watch. It's called Preacher, and it's the second season, premiering on June 25th and June 26th, a two-night premiere. So what is that? June 25th. That's Sunday and Monday. So tune in Sunday and Monday on AMC. Preacher, this absurdly twisted and action-packed thrill ride, follows a powerful preacher, his badass ex-girlfriend, and a 119-year-old Irish vampire. Don't miss that two-night premiere. It's produced by the guys from Breaking Bad and Seth Rogen, so it's funny, it's fast-paced, it's violent, and suspenseful. And the first season was a great setup for the big moments coming in season two. If you want more info, you can go to amc.com/shows/preacher. Don't miss that two-night premiere on June 25th and June 26th on AMC Preacher. We also have this show brought to you by 18 Birdies. It's summertime. 18 Birdies app makes golf even better. It is the best tool for you in your bag. It's a powerful GPS, so you always know exact distances to the green. 18 Birdies also rewards you just for not just for playing golf. No matter how good or bad you are, that's because every time you score your round on the app, you can enter the 18 Birdies Dream Games Challenge, where they're giving away thousands of dollars in instant prizes like balls, clubs, and green fees. And those aren't even the big prizes. Every month, they're also giving away a once-in-a-lifetime golf experience like one of the spots to Arnold Palmer Invitational Pro-Am at the world-renowned Bay Hill course in Orlando, Florida. A little lawyer speak for you. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Restrictions apply. See official rules at 18birdies.com/dreamgames. Download 18 Birdies today and make your phone the best club in your bag. 18 Birdies, go download that app right now. All right, we have Kyle Long, Mount Rushmore of brothers. All right, we now welcome on one of our favorite recurring guests,
Jake Long.
Not on the Mount Rushmore of recurring guests. Are you upset that that happened? It's Chris Long. It's Chris Long, his brother, Kyle
Jake
Long.
Jake.
Jake Long.
Well, you know, I thought it was just like so par for the course that you guys would do that.
Yeah, and pretty par for the course.
It wasn't like past me at all that I wouldn't put it past you guys to do that.
We're begging you. It's very simple. It's like if you're in a relationship with a girl, you kind of keep her at arm's length, so that way she wants to come and see you more. So
let it breathe.
Yeah.
But credit to us, we didn't put Chris on either. So it's like you guys now, we basically made two huge enemies of brothers that are going to come and fulfill their destiny and murder us someday for not being on the Mount Rushmore of a podcast.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just more mad about the promo.
Yes. So here's what happened. So our intern Liam made a promo where it has a bunch of our recurring guests looking up at Mount Rushmore, and Hank said we need Chris Long and Kyle Long, and
that's a Jimbo Liam,
and he put Chris on there with the Eagles uniform, and he accidentally put Jake because he thought it was Jake Long was the brother. So the joke we've been making forever turns out some people actually think it's true. Yes. So the missing Long brother. All right. Before we get, we're going to do Mount Rushmore of brothers because you do have a more famous brother. Comment?
I do. I mean, he's been in GQ. Yeah. So
what were you drafted overall?
I was 20. He was two. So there's quite a disparity there.
He was two.
Yeah, but I had two sports I was drafted in. So
true.
Well,
play like two sports you don't play one.
Fuck that guy. So. He's so unathletic.
What have you decided if you're going to go with Mitchell or Mitch?
I call him many things, but not Mitchell.
Okay, Mitchell the Bitchell is what we call him. That's what we're all calling.
So we're on the same racetrack here.
Okay. Gotcha. How's the ankle doing?
It's getting there. You know, it's still attached, but it's good. We're making strides.
Are you going to go and just fight Jake Lazor for a month to train this off season?
Yeah,
that's
we hired
you guys do
some wild exotic beasts that we're going to throw in the ring with us, and we're going to do we're going to fight the animals together. They'll fight back.
What's it like, though, seriously, like training? Like, do you guys just, Jay Glazer just like, all right, now you fight me, and then tomorrow you're going to fight me again, and the next day you're going to fight me, and then boom, you're an NFL superstar.
Well, go figure. Jay has a lot of connections out there, and he's got a lot of guys that were, former fighters, and they still train. So Chuck Liddell, Randy Couture, all those guys, they'll be out there ready to kick my ass.
I have a theory about Jay Glazer, and that's that he's like Paul Giamatti in Billions. He's like this rich dude who just, he gets off on getting his ass kicked all the time. So like when he hires the biggest people, most athletic people in America to like come fight him every summer, and then he just steps into the ring and gets his ass kicked
all
the time.
He's miserable and he loves it.
He's miserable, but he's also coming all the time.
Yeah,
like every time he gets hit,
it's like Schwarzenegger.
It's like Arnold backstage. Yeah, yeah.
He's just coming every time he gets the pump.
Yeah,
he just keeps coming. He comes all day. That was a little weird.
Yeah.
Okay, let me refocus here about thinking about Arnold Schwarzenegger coming all day. All right, so let's do it. Let's do Mount Rushmore of brothers. I'm excited for this. I think this is going to be one of our best Mount Rushmores. Who would like to start?
Let's let Hank start.
You can go, PFT.
I'll tell you what. How about
Kyle,
Jake starts?
Kyle, because you are our guest, why don't you start?
But okay, well,
a lot of pressure. House.
I was thinking bros, and since I'm so bad with memory, I just knew them as the Bash Bros, so
okay.
I couldn't do names. And we could Mighty be Ducks. Talking Bash Bros from Mighty Ducks or Bash Bros, Jose Canseco,
and
Mark McGuire.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good one.
It's an entendre of Bash Bros.
I like that one. I don't think – does anyone else have – I wrote down as like a – if one of my picks got taken, Jose and Ozzy, because is that yours?
No, I didn't write those down, but I thought about them. Ozzy is actually my favorite Canseco.
Yeah.
He's the guy that like – gets into fights for Jose at bars if someone's talking shit about him.
Right. He's the one who takes Jose's steroid test for him.
Mm-hmm. Always
he
need
also
that guy.
Fails.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, next one.
Probably going to have to do Owen and Luke Wilson.
Okay.
Those guys have made me laugh before a few times.
You know, man, it's so weird.
Owen and Luke, but, you know, maybe well, I don't know. Maybe you guys should go. Do I have to give all mine now?
Yeah, all four.
The Wilson.
Okay, so
I like that one though.
You don't like that one?
It's kind of soft.
Okay. Kyle and Kurt Busch.
Ooh, okay. Now you're hard again.
Drivers
getting you know a little racy out here.
Mm-hmm. Do they ever crash each other?
That's good.
I'm not a NASCAR guy.
I don't know.
Everybody crashes each other. It's NASCAR.
Rubbin's racing.
NASCAR should have like a doubles, like tennis has doubles, where two guys ride in the same car and then they have to switch every lap.
Ooh, I like that. I like that.
And then the you know the Guerrero brothers as well. If we're gonna go in another field there.
Okay. All right. I like it. Strong group of brothers. You didn't want to put you and your brother.
No. I mean, if
you were saying that before though, before we went on the podcast,
if I were
like,
to have,
I think that we're probably the best brothers. And I
I'd say
to put
the
us.
Hound and the Mountain from Game of Thrones. If I were to do two huge guys that were brothers, it would be those two.
That's a good. I don't watch Game of Thrones,
and it's like a poppy kind of thing to talk about now.
Right. The Mountain is the only person I know because like he just like goes around to different. Like NFL cities, just showing up in locker rooms so that everybody on the team can take like an Instagram photo. They're like, look, I met the Mountain.
Yeah.
He just goes to outmax everybody in squats.
Exactly. All right, PFT, you want to go?
Yeah, I'll go. First up, I've got the Wright brothers.
Oh.
First in flight. Terrible pad level, but they were really, really smart.
Which reminds
a lot of license plates.
Remember last year in the Olympics when Brazil tried to claim that they created flight?
Yeah.
That was fucked up.
That was crazy. So, like, three countries have tried to claim the Wright brothers, or three places have tried to claim Brazil, kind of. They said.
Yeah.
But they probably had their own Wright brothers.
Right.
And then the North Carolina license plates have the Wright brothers on them. And Ohio has birthplace of aviation on there because that's where the Wright brothers were born.
Yeah. Whom's man's is the Wright brothers?
Whom's man's? I'm going to give it to North Carolina.
Yeah, because they're the first in flight.
Yes. I mean,
and that's the cool part. Nobody cares if you like put an airplane on the ground. They took it off the ground.
Right. Exactly.
Together.
Okay, my second is the Band of Brothers, the Troops.
Oh.
They are the best brothers.
Jeez.
Try to disagree with that one.
That's cheating.
Yeah,
I won't.
So.
Okay, we won't.
Number three, I've got Romulus and Remus.
Mm. Okay.
Founded Rome. Rub two bros by a river getting swept away. You talk about a story, man. That's out of bounds. And my last one, I'm going to go with the Huckabee brothers.
Oh.
Mike Huckabee's large adult sons.
Wow.
Have you seen these?
Yes.
Rapscallions?
Yes.
They are huge.
Yes.
They're huge, and they kill dogs. So they're kind of like a combination of the Long brothers and the Vic brothers.
Yeah.
All rolled into one.
There's something about politicians' sons that always make me laugh.
Yeah,
I mean Donald Trump's
the
sons.
Trump sons.
Yeah,
brothers.
They're just always something. I mean, the Bushes are hilarious. Mm-hmm. Like, there's just something, the little je ne sais quoi about those about a politician having two adult sons that always are just a little weird.
Yeah, I really wish Obama had two sons because that we would have had some fun with them.
Neither of them would have played football.
Nope.
Hank.
All right, my first one, the Afflecks.
Oh.
Casey and Ben Affleck. Okay. Legends.
Big shocker.
Yeah.
Not you.
Well, it was either going to be them or the Wahlbergs, and it's like, you got to take the Affleck.
I just assumed you'd have both of them on there.
No. My second one, Juicy J and Project Pat.
Oh, fuck.
I don't know who those guys are.
You remember the Hollywood show?
Nope.
Great show. You don't know them from 3-6 Mafia?
Well, yeah, but
that's your first reference for Project Pat and Juicy J.
I'm talking about
I know 3-6
Mafia.
Here,
I just didn't know their names.
I didn't think Big Cat would know either of those. I figured that a reality show would be more relatable for him. My third one is the Gronkowskis.
Ooh, that's good. Good one. Good one.
Real original, bro.
Oh, you know what? So I had this on my Mount Rushmore, but I took it off at the last second. The Adams brothers, Stephen Adams brothers. Mm-hmm. They're the New Zealand version of the Gronkowskis.
Oh, yeah.
Except bigger. They're like, it's a family of 9 brothers that are all like 6'9".
Brooke and Robin
nine.
Are like the Brazilian version of the Adams brothers.
Yes.
Oh, shit.
Okay.
That's a good choice, though.
We're in a brotherception right now.
Good choice.
And then my fourth and final, Cain and Abel.
Ooh, the original bros.
The original brothers.
All fighters. Right. That's good.
What about your frat bros?
I wasn't in a frat. No.
Yeah.
What about your frat bros, Big Cat?
I actually was going to throw on there. There was an honorable mention, your fraternity brothers. Okay. Because bros for life.
Yeah,
because
the Pike bros are the
actually
tightest bros.
Actually, we could have done John Feidelberg and Kyle Long.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Pike bros
God,
at Florida
yeah,
State.
So,
yes.
Sorry, Feidelberg.
Yes. all right. I'm going to be confident here and say that I'm going to win this because I can't believe some things were left off. Let me come out just firing Mario and Luigi.
The Mario Bros.
They are the super,
yeah,
super.
That's pretty good.
What is it?
Super Mario Brothers.
They're pretty
Mario
pixely. Brothers.
Yeah, it was right there in the title.
Yeah, it was right
I was
there,
about
right
to be like,
front
I don't think
face.
They were brothers, but
this
no.
Like, no.
There were like 9 games that had Mario Brothers.
I was a
in the
Luigi
title.
Guy.
Confirmed they're brothers.
Luigi, a little taller.
Big Luigi guy.
Yeah.
I was a Wario guy.
He's got Luigi has more length. So you a lot of upside.
You could go. You're a versatile guy. You could probably go as either Mario or Luigi
yes,
for Halloween.
I could.
Or Wario.
Yeah, depends on what level of ketosis I'm in. all right. Next up, I have the Brothers of Destruction, Kane and Undertaker. Mm. So 12-year-old Big Cat definitely thought they were really brothers. Mm-hmm. And I also thought Paul Bearer was actually Kane's father.
Yeah.
Which, looking back, that was pretty dumb of me. That this 5-foot short, pale,
wait,
pudgy dude.
That relationship was
birthed
fun,
a 7-foot monster.
I actually thought that Kane and The Undertaker were brothers.
They're half brothers. Kane, okay. Paul Bearer had sex with Undertaker's mom.
Had sex with, no, he had sex with his, with a vagina and a butt.
Yeah.
And so one came out the butt, one
yes,
was the vagina.
Yes, exactly.
Half brothers.
I was a big Brothers of Destruction guy. All right, I gotta, all right, I'll go with this one. I can't believe this one wasn't mentioned. The Harbaughs.
Oh,
come on.
Yeah, that's
Jim
good.
And John.
Yeah,
like,
I know where you're going next, maybe.
I could watch them forever. And then last one, I have a couple honorable mentions I'll get to. I'm gonna go with John Wilkes Booth and Edwin Booth. Let me explain.
Who's Edwin Booth?
Actor killer.
John Wilkes Booth's brother. So John Wilkes Booth murdered... assassinated Abraham Lincoln.
Allegedly.
Fun fact, Edwin Booth, a couple years after, I believe, saved Abraham Lincoln's son's life. He was about to get hit by a train. He saved his life. Mm. Little connection on the brothers.
To me, that
sounds like fake news.
Yeah, that's, well, it seems too convenient.
Effect.
Like the guy, he felt so guilty by his brother killing Abraham Lincoln that he followed his son around, waiting for a chance to save his life, and like a train was near him at one point.
The A-Rod.
And he grabbed him. He's like, "I saved your life." Yeah.
The other nice part is they're brothers, and also they were both thespians. So
actors,
hot, right?
Yeah, I thought you had to be a chick to do that.
Yeah. I had honorable mentions, Samuel L. Jackson, just as a brother.
He's a bro.
Yeah, he's a brother.
Undercover brother.
I can't believe the Mannings weren't mentioned.
Yeah, Mannings are kind of trash now.
I know. They're like, they are the junkyard. They're the mouth-breathing Long brothers.
Yep.
With just a little bit more skill on throwing the football.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're faster.
I had also, Tommy Aaron and Hank Aaron, the brothers who have the most home runs all time. Tommy has 13.
That's a good point.
Yeah. And then I had a dishonorable mention, the Sedin brothers. I like to call them the Sedin sisters.
Okay.
Get
that's
it?
Funny. Yeah.
Yeah.
My honorable mentions were the Allman brothers.
Oh, that's a good one.
The Doobie brothers. The Ryan brothers, the Wayans brothers.
Why didn't no one do the Ryan brothers? That's our.
That was just my honorable mention.
Especially after they got in that fight in Nashville.
I can't believe nobody said Hanson.
The Hanson brothers was my last honorable mention.
Yeah. Mbop.
Both and the hockey players.
I was talking about the hockey players. But
I was definitely talking about the, you know, Mbop. Lady hair. Mm-hmm.
Did you guys have any brothers. You have any honorable mentions that you left off?
I was thinking about doing the Kims.
Ooh.
Kim Jong, his brother.
Oh, who he killed.
Yeah.
Yeah. While he was wearing an LOL shirt.
That's right. He, like, fired an artillery shell at him,
no,
right?
No. That was his uncle. Oh. He killed his brother by having... He hired two women to throw poison in his face in an airport.
Damn. I balked it trying to throw Jet and Bruce Lee and his brothers. I'm not sure if they're brothers.
That would have... Mm. Yeah. I'm trying to think if we missed anyone, any other big sports brothers.
The Ripken brothers.
The Grammaticas. That's a miss.
Mm, yeah.
Yeah. Especially because... Which one was the one who jumped and
her? How about Tiki and
Martin
Ronde?
Grammatica did that. Tiki and Ronde.
Oh, and also the Molinas. Fuck them all.
The catching brothers.
The brothers that catch. All right, that was Mount Rushmore of brothers.
Oh, and the Longs, Jake and Joseph.
Oh yeah.
Best Longs in football.
Kyle, do you want to give us, when we were sitting with TJ Lang, he gave us a prediction for the Lions. Do you want to give us a Bears prediction?
Yeah, so, you know, obviously we're going to run the table in the regular season.
That's trademark Aaron Rodgers. You can't say that. Yeah. Run the table.
So I can't just say we're going to run the table.
No, he invented that.
Or the word relax.
We're going to roll the whole way down the river clean.
Okay.
We're going to run the whole Daytona 500 without a scratch.
Kyle Long, 16-0. On the Chicago Bears.
Okay, how many games is it for the Super Bowl? It's like 35-0 to win undefeated.
What do you mean? 35 games? Yeah. So how many games is Mike Glennon going to win, and how many games is Mitch Trubisky going to win?
Well, I think, you know, it's going to be smooth sailing for everybody. We're all just going to win games together as brothers.
That's a pro right there.
Two-headed monster at quarterback.
Yeah, they're like the Mount Rushmore of... You know,
of Chicago Bears quarterbacks in 2017.
Current Chicago, yeah.
Yes.
With also Mark Sanchez. For Chicago Bears 2017 quarterbacks, Mount Rushmore, go.
Just all of them. Connor Barth, Mark Sanchez, Mr. Trubisky, and Mike Glennon.
Wait, Connor Barth.
There we go.
Connor Barth is...
I'm sorry, Connor Shaw.
Okay.
Connor Shaw.
Yeah, yeah. I was gonna
Connor,
say,
don't kill me.
No. All right. Yeah,
yeah, I was talking about Connor Barth yesterday.
That's
so
a solid Mount Rushmore.
I actually talk about Connor Barth.
We have like
once
the best looking Mount Rushmore for quarterbacks ever. Yeah.
What's Sanchez like? Have you guys partied?
Mark Sanchez is a great guy. He's a pro, but you know, he's like, he'll ask me for, like, he stayed at my place for a little bit, and he asked me for permission to jump in the pool. He's like, Dad, can I go in the pool?
That's nice. Like Billy. Billy's got to ask permission before he does anything. Mm-hmm. So, all right, Kyle Long, recurring guest, maybe on next year's Mount Rushmore. We'll see. Thank you very much.
That Mount Rushmore was brought to you by Denny's. At Denny's, our simple purpose is that we love to feed people. Our founder, Harold Butler, was driven by a passion for feeding people, and over 60 years later, we are more committed than ever to upholding that. Denny's has always been a place where America can come and get their favorite breakfast, lunch, and dinner dishes, serving our guests whatever they want, whenever they crave it. Now with Denny's On Demand, we've taken that same always-open philosophy that's synonymous with our restaurants and applied it to online ordering, bringing access to a craveable diner fare wherever our guests want it. And thanks to our new platform, guests have a quick and easy way to place a mobile or online order for takeout or delivery of their favorite menu items all day, every day. With Denny's On Demand, new online ordering, your diner favorites are at your fingertips. Visit Denny's.com and click to order online or download the Denny's app. Fans can use Denny's On Demand to order from our everyday menu of or the brand new keto-friendly fresh picked flavors limited time menu featuring dishes such as the new chopped kale and grilled chicken salad. The Mount Rushmore is also brought to you by Stamps.com. You can grow your business. I personally use Stamps.com at the office to send everything that I mail out. Stamps save you time and money, which you can use to grow your business. I can mail any letter, any package using just my computer and printer, and the mailman picks it up. You avoid the hassle of the post office. You mail everything from postcards to envelopes to packages, domestic or international. And unlike the post office, Stamps.com never closes. Print postage for letters or packages at your convenience 24/7, 7 days a week. Convenient, easy, reliable, flexible. That's Stamps.com. They make it easy. They're going to send you a digital scale. It automatically calculates your exact postage. They're even going to help you decide the best class of mail based on your needs. And no need to lease an expensive postage meter. I use Stamps.com, and right now you too can enjoy the service with a special offer that includes a 4-week free trial plus postage and a digital scale with no long-term commitments. Go to stamps.com, click the microphone, type in PMT, stamps.com, enter PMT, stamps.com, never go to the post office again.
All right, let's get to some segments. Oh, I forgot to mention one thing. Baby Dirk, Lauri Markkanen, the Bulls front office never did an interview with him. So that's what we call the old Brock Osweiler. Well, Just don't ever talk to the guy or meet him in person, and I'm sure it will turn out
They
well.
Never did an interview with him, and they haven't talked to Dwayne Wade yet either.
Yeah, Baby Dirk, though. Mm-hmm. Just let's get it trending. Baby Dirk. That's the way to do it. All right, segments time. Let's start with a we have PR 101. For our guy, Markelle Fultz, who
we tried to warn you, Markelle.
Us.
Yeah,
technically this is on us because we are his PR team. But Markelle Fultz, first pick in the draft, also recurring guest. First of all, he did the shake and the hug.
Yeah,
so we called that. But Markelle did the old fashioned. We call this the Kardashian. He obviously was getting paid for an Instagram ad. And what happens when you get paid for an Instagram ad, they'll send you like a mock-up of what you need to write. Mm-hmm. Markelle just took that and copy and pasted it into his Instagram and posted it. And this is the quote: excited to head to parentheses city and join the parentheses team name at Tissot. What Tissot? What's Tissot?
Tissot.
Tissot US is helping me get started with my parentheses team name. Watch. So,
okay, here's the thing, Big Cat. Everybody out there, ignore everything Big Cat just said, because we actually gave Markelle Fultz the best PR advice of all time. We told him to do this, and guess what? We got millions more impressions on this thing than he would have got if he actually tweeted out the right thing.
Well, he deleted it.
Nobody would have shared it, but still, it got screen grabbed.
True.
We didn't actually tell him to do this, but I wish that we had, because this is a genius marketing strategy by Tissot.
Maybe this was a false flag. Maybe there's a tweet that Markelle was trying to cover up, so he just did this instead.
Just threw some red meat out there for all the internet sleuths.
That's actually we got to add this to our PR 101, you know, little philosophy here. Basically give them something to make fun of so they don't find the real thing that you can get made fun of, which we also had a problem with. What was the Dennis Smith tweet?
Well, yeah. Dennis Smith tweeted out, he's an NC State player, got drafted by the Mavs. Here's his tweet. Everybody has God-given talents. Mine just so happens to be slanging this wood in my pants. So that's from a few years ago. So he didn't scrub
when he was
14, that one.
No less.
When he's 14. Wow. Okay.
You know what?
I guess everyone thinks that they're good at sex when they're 14, but nobody is.
Yeah. That's a tough one. I mean, this is like the Mitch Trubisky. I love kissing titties.
Mitchell Trubisky. Yeah. I've got some good advice for him. His name's Dennis. Drop one of the ends. Now you're Dennis the penis.
Ooh, nice. Nice.
Boom.
Also, Dennis the penis, you should maybe tweet out real quick, get a little cozy up to your old employer here, your new employer. Tweet out, whoops, should have been using Cyberdust. and there you go, Mark Cuban's Cyberdust app.
That's great. So the tweet actually stayed up for maybe an hour, hour and a half.
I love it.
I like to imagine what was going on behind the scenes. Like, who was the closest person to him that was aware of this tweet, like gaining all this traction by them? And how hard were they trying to get backstage at the NBA draft to like show him the tweet of him talking about slanging wood when he's 14?
What I don't understand is why don't these leagues, like the NBA, they do these rookie symposiums. They should just have like pre-draft symposiums where they just sit there and go through Twitter history.
Yeah.
And just delete
it's
everything.
Basic stuff.
Yeah. PR 101 for a reason. Next up, we have a hurt or injured. This is a weird one. Marian Hossa is out for the next year, and it looks like he might retire because he has a skin disorder with his pads that he's been actually battling for a while now. A lot of people out there saying the Blackhawks are trying to circumvent the salary cap. I think Marian Hossa is pretty damn good, and he's been a really, really good player for the Blackhawks for a long time. So that doesn't really add up, but still, hurt or injured.
I would say only hurt, because if you have an infection from your pads, that's toxic shock syndrome, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just change them every once in a while. That's what my ex-wife used to say.
This is the most bizarre like hurt or injured ever, isn't it?
I don't understand. Well, okay, so you're a hockey player. Mm-hmm. You don't have to wear pads, do you?
I think you do.
Really? Right. Yeah. Maybe he just doesn't love the sport that much.
Yeah.
I'd play for free without pads.
Maybe wash your pads. Try that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Is there an equipment manager problem? Do you guys, is Greg Schiano the Blackhawks equipment manager?
Yeah. Oh, I have a Michael Wilbon name drop. Can I permission to name drop?
Permission granted.
Because I'm going to miss Marian Hossa a lot, and it looks like he's going to retire. Patrick Sharp, who has played on a lot of three Stanley Cup teams and Team Canada, once told me that Marian Hossa was the best player he's ever played with, and it wasn't even close. So that's the type of player Marian Hossa is, and it sucks that an infection on his pads is going to end his career.
Also, I think you could be more creative with your fake injury if you were actually lying about this right. to get him to retire. Like, hockey players, the real injuries that they tweet out are 9 times out of 10, like, I would immediately retire if I had one of those.
Right, right. And this is, yeah, this is, I'll tell you what. Score one for the NBA guys. Yeah,
they should have said diarrhea.
Yeah.
He's got diarrhea, and everybody,
it's like
we
Ben
all know.
Bishop, remember?
We don't question the diarrhea.
Lightning when he just kept on leaving because he had diarrhea.
Yep.
All right, we have a bad visual. This one is for our president. We're not going to stick to sports for a second. Well, we are sticking to sports.
Yes.
Because it was Donald Trump driving a golf cart straight over the green.
Yeah.
At his own golf course, though.
I mean, that's very on brand for him, though. Right. Like, he can't stick to the car. He doesn't follow the 90-degree rule.
No.
Climate change.
If you become the president, like, this is why people get into politics. This is why you get the power when you're a president or like a senator or something. It's specifically to break the rules that we all know shouldn't be broken.
Yeah.
And this is up there with like murder.
That's the definition of fuck you money. Yeah. Is driving across your own golf course's green.
Yeah.
It doesn't get more ball. He's a baller.
Yeah. And for golf people, seriously, like,
big baller.
If you walked up to a true golf guy, I'm talking about the guys who call in the rules on Sunday when Tiger takes a drop like 1 inch out of the zone.
Yeah.
This is on par with murder. This is a felony of the first degree.
So I'm just going to speculate that a lot of those guys are probably Trump voters.
Mm.
Do you think that they're going to change their tune?
Ooh, I don't know.
Trump may have lost the stay-at-home golf watcher on Sunday rules violator caller in her.
Personally, I want my president to do shit like this, because when I watched it, I was like, America's back. We're winning again. Like, that's how you win.
There was also a bonus uncoordinated moment. That's what we're calling it. Like a bad visual / uncoordinated moment.
Mm-hmm.
Steph Curry told us that one. For when Trump was playing tennis, his big old ass was sticking out.
Yeah.
If you saw this picture, it's quite an ass. Like we Donald
ass.
Trump is
Duke.
Is definitely a thick president. He is capital two C's.
Thick. Yeah. Good news though, it's ass eating season.
Yep.
So
never Melania.
Yeah.
Wet your whistle.
Get in there. It's going to take you a while.
Dig in.
Yeah, get on in there.
But again, I don't think that this isn't going to cost him any votes, because like the Trump supporters in general don't want to see him being like super athletic, smashing shit like Serena Williams.
Right.
Like they want to see like an old guy playing tennis slightly awkwardly.
Also, isn't the phrase power bottom like for a reason?
Yeah, powerful.
He's got powerful.
The U.S. is a power bottom.
Yeah, he is a power bottom.
We're back.
That makes sense. That's how they use it, right? Like, hey, you're a powerful guy.
Stick to sports.
You get all your power from your bottom.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it means, right?
Yep. He doesn't skip leg day.
We have an emergency football guy. What do you got for that?
So I have a new favorite offensive line coach. I've been looking for one for a while. It's Bob Wiley.
You've been in the market.
I've been in the market. It's been absent for a couple of years. Bob Wiley.
Tinder for offensive line coaches.
Yeah, I do. It's just me matching up with the ones that I like. It's the Browns offensive line guy, and he's a magician. Okay, he owns 150 books and magic DVDs. He's performed on stage multiple times with David Copperfield.
Okay, so you think this is a football guy?
I don't know if it's a football guy. I just wanted to. I wanted
PFT
to address
guy.
It. Yeah, it's a PFT guy. I love it.
I don't think this makes him a football guy.
So here's why I think it might. Because if you want to get into magic, you have to spend a lot of time alone in a room by yourself. And if you want to focus on football, if you want to be like a true master coach of X's and O's, you need to be able to spend a lot of time studying stuff by yourself.
I guess so. It's this seems like, I don't know, if I were an offensive lineman and my offensive lineman was doing like hide the quarter and like got your nose, I'd just probably want to punch him in the face.
He's not, okay, I admit, he's not a football guy, but this guy is going to be fucking hilarious, and I can't wait to see what happens. Like, you get this guy with the Browns offensive line, this is going to be magic to watch.
Okay, there you go. That was 1.5 on the Rick.
I actually didn't even mean. I didn't mean to drop that one. That was Rick Riley is so far inside my head.
Yeah.
He's just crawling out.
That
of
was
my
an aftershock, room. Richter.
It was. Yeah. Maybe he can. Oh, Browns are really good at making head coaches disappear.
There you go. Now okay. You're getting the 1.7 on the 1.7 Kate Upton boobs on the Richter scale.
I got pretty into picking a Magic my freshman year of high school.
Oh my god.
I can
god.
See you being a Magic guy.
I got in a little bit of trouble drinking. Got grounded from I had no TV, no friends, like nothing after school, and I just like
wait. Your parents took your friends away from you?
I couldn't go out of the house.
That's a convenient way of saying you were a loser.
Couldn't watch TV.
Oh, I got my friends taking away.
And couldn't go on the internet for 2 weeks.
Okay.
Try to learn Magic.
Did you learn anything?
Yeah, I got a couple tricks.
Can you do a trick right now?
You got a quarter or deck of cards?
This is great radio. Yeah, that's really bad radio.
All right, last two segments we have. Explain it to Big Cat. This one's been pissing me off. And I don't even know if you guys can explain it to me, if we can just be mad altogether. Why the fuck do I have to put my seat up when I'm landing in an airplane?
Yeah, those extra 2 inches could be the difference between life and death.
What the fuck is going on? What is the why do I have to do it?
I think it's so that people can get up out of their seats after the plane lands and gets to the gate. That's my best guess, but there's no real reason for it.
It was when we were flying to Indy on Wednesday. It was like one of those seats that was, well, this might also because of my weight, but it's one of those seats that like kind of creeped back even without me pressing the button.
Mm-hmm.
So the woman asked me like 4 times to put my seat up, and I was like, I can't do anything about it. And then I just wanted to be like, what the fuck's going to happen if my seat doesn't go up?
Did you guys say I was an asshole for putting my seat back?
You are. You are an asshole for doing that.
No, yeah. I don't think I ever said that. I always said that.
They let it go back for a reason.
If it's an overnight flight, lean back.
It's the reason why we did it was because, remember, I got in that fight with that woman. Mm-hmm. I got in that huge fight because she kept on putting her seat into my knees.
Mm-hmm.
I
don't like fight with like an 85-year-old woman.
Yeah. Well, you know what? When you see someone who's over 6 feet sitting behind you and you're like 5'1", maybe don't put your seat back.
I don't usually turn around.
Do you put your phone in airplane mode?
No,
every time
never.
Too?
I've never done that.
Oh, I always, I'm kind of a bad boy life. Like when we're out 5,000 feet, I take it off airplane mode, try to catch that text message, stray text that comes through.
Mm-hmm.
That's an exhilaration.
I got one of those when I was landing the other day. It was pretty nice. And then you're like, wow, I've got service again. And no, you don't have any service.
Don't,
you just got
the
one.
You get that stray text and it's like, booyah.
And if that one text is a nude, man, that is your lucky day.
Oh, fuck. Wow. All right. Speaking of nudes, Billy Football. Hey, remember what we said. Don't, like, you're 18. Don't send your dick to anyone.
Yeah.
All right. Billy Football, higher learning. So, or no, higher.
Higher education.
Higher education.
It's both. We're gonna go back and forth all year.
So we're suspending Jimbo's for a couple weeks.
I don't want to say we're suspending them. Keep sending them in.
Yes.
But we're going to refrain from reading them on the air for a couple weeks while we dig into this higher learning.
Yes.
So keep sending them in. Be creative. Find some really entertaining ways to fuck up.
Yeah, we want to curate some of our best Jimbo's so we can get it. The creme de la creme. That was third. Our fourth. So higher education / higher learning, depending on what mood I'm in. Billy is going to college this fall, and we are going to give him advice on how to deal with being an incoming freshman, because guys like us, because we, between the three of us, Hank did 1 year of college, and PFT and I graduated over a decade ago. So we, of course, we know about college.
Yeah, we're with it. We're hip. Hey, we're the cool guys.
You can we
just
stay young.
You can just rap with us, Billy.
If you want more Billy Football, we have a behind-the-scenes video that we actually just released. It's on the Barstool Sports app, or also on the Pardon My Take Twitter, or the Barstool Sports Twitter. It covers Billy Football's first 2 weeks as the Pardon My Take intern. A ton of behind-the-scenes video of how Pardon My Take operates through this ketosis diet, and also our trip up to Bristol with Ryan Russillo. It's a fun behind-the-scenes kind of video. It's really, really good. And Billy Football, A-plus so far on his internship. Let's see how you do with a higher education, because you might screw it up.
This one's from Andrew. Hey, PMT. So I've been dating my girlfriend for around a year now.
Okay, dumper. So next one?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, you're going to college, right?
Yeah, that was
break
the question.
Up.
That was your good question.
Easy stuff.
Okay, next question.
Okay. This one's from John. Hey, Billy Football, I have a question for the guys. My roommate told me he's going to make our room a trip chamber.
Yeah, find a new roommate immediately.
Okay. Wait. I want to hear this one out.
I've never done acid. I just need some PMT advice on how to go about this.
Okay. Only do one tab first. Just start slow. That's my advice.
I'm going to disagree with
a trip chamber.
I'm disagreeing with this. This is the biggest red flag I think I've ever heard in my entire life. If you're a senior in high school and you're calling things a trip chamber and you're emailing strangers that you haven't met yet, saying that you're gonna drape the walls in velvet and replace all the light bulbs with black lights.
Yeah.
This is not a guy that you want to be trying to study in the same room as.
Okay, so first of all, nerd, man card, who the hell studies in college? I love this guy. This is I'm so jealous of this kid. You're about to fucking spend a year in the trip chamber. Dude, if there's ever a time to just, I mean, you know, this is probably bad advice, but I'm going to give it. No, this is good advice. Make your mistakes young. When you go to college, first year, spend a year in the trip chamber.
Yeah, and you can, if you fuck up, you can just blame it on the other kid.
On the trip chamber.
Like, it's not my fault, Mom. The kid, I walked into the trip chamber. I had no choice.
I lived in the trip chamber. What do you want me to do? What do you expect from me?
He is a poster child for a bad influence.
Yeah.
So, like, yeah, there is a bit of carte blanche that you can pull on this one. But I'm just going to say, for the record, taking acid is very dangerous. Stick to safe things, like binge drinking your freshman year.
Yeah. Just here's my last piece of advice. Just make sure you drink enough water. That's all. But go up.
That's
go
just in general. That has nothing to do with the
trip
chamber.
Go live in the trip chamber and tell, you know what? Please email us back in a year and tell us how the trip chamber was.
I might just start referring to my desk.
I want to fucking go live in the trip chamber. We should just do a show from the trip chamber.
The trip chamber. Is that where Grayson Allen lives?
Yeah. That was like a full 3.5 Kate Upton boobs. Another one?
Okay, this is from Jake. Taking a 2-year break from university, I was able to pay off student debt, and I am now at a community college.
First of all, this guy sounds European. Semester.
Jake?
Yeah.
He's hiding his name.
Jake, yeah.
It's Jock, obviously.
I will be 22 and a junior. That's only a couple years older than the average junior, but to an 18-year-old, a 22-year-old is seen as being in a different age bracket. Mm-hmm. What would be the best way of using my older age to get underclassmen, especially freshman girls?
Are you serious?
Buy everyone beer?
Yeah.
Like, this was the easiest question ever. Everyone actually knows this guy. Like, everyone has someone on their floor who is an older guy.
Usually hockey players.
Yeah, and it's just like, okay, this guy's kind of weird, but he keeps buying us beer, so we're going to let him be friends with us.
I guess I like him for some reason.
It's the kid in high school who had a car first.
Yeah.
So just, I actually think you're okay. And I also...
Okay, actually, how about this? He should get a fake ID that says he's younger.
Well, I was going to say, 22, he's right about the 22 thing. You just got to lie. He's got to lie about that.
Just say you played juniors for hockey for 2 years.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Or say you're a Mormon and you went to...
You were on a mission.
Yeah, you were on a mission.
Knocking on doors, but then you...
Ooh.
You spent some time in a trip chamber and it opened up your mind. Now you're not Mormon anymore.
Tell everyone you're in a 2-year coma. That's a story.
Yeah. Or here's another thing you can do. If you're 22 and you want to be younger, just say you're 21.
That's what I'm saying.
Nothing changes.
Yeah, just say you're 20 and you have a great fake ID.
Yeah.
And you're like, wow, my fake ID always works.
Boom.
I showed it to a cop. I'm a badass.
You're welcome, Shock.
One more.
So this is from Rob. What should you do when you bring a girl back to your dorm while your roommate is asleep? Is it okay to do it in the same room as your sleeping roommate?
The boys, back in college in my day, we used to hang a tie on the door, let all the boys know.
Yeah.
Don't come in.
By
the way, that's classic dad dropping you off at college advice, trying to sound cool. If you got a girl, put a tie on the door.
Put a tie on the door so everyone knows. Let everyone know.
Come in.
If the boats are rocking, don't come a knocking.
Yeah. I say just go for it and then, like, deal with the conversation in the morning. If he's like, hey, man, that wasn't cool, he'd be like, yeah, sorry, I was horny.
I owe you one.
We were both really horny, so we wanted to fuck.
This is one of those situations, and this is good advice for all the incoming freshmen. It's really just feel out the roommate. If you're somewhat okay with him, then I don't think he'll care because everyone knows freshman year.
Yeah.
Sometimes people are going to fuck over your head in the bunk bed over your head. Sometimes you're going to do acid for an entire year and come out of the trip chamber.
If she's feeling like, you know, explorative, maybe invite him over and see if he wants to join in.
The only thing you got to worry about is if you do get the one kid your freshman year and there is one of these on every hall, the narc. So just be careful. If you have the narc and he's going to go tell your RA, you don't want that to... So you got to feel it out. If you got the narc, then probably maybe just do mouse stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. Is that it? You got one more?
Yeah, I got one.
Yeah.
This one's from Mitchell.
Mitch.
What sport has the greatest utility for picking up chicks when considering lying about playing that sport?
Oh.
What sport hits the sweet spot of a girl saying, oh, yeah, I believe that he plays that, and, oh, that makes him more attractive? For example, by looking at anyone, it's pretty believable that he could be on the bowling team, but what does that get
no,
you?
Okay, no,
the
no.
Clear answer, obvious, rugby.
Ooh,
rugby
no,
does it.
No. Because everyone's like, isn't that just a frat?
No, no, it's not a frat. It's a little bit different.
Yeah.
Okay. We pay money to each other and we buy equipment and,
and beer.
We hang out. We have socials with other sports teams and we sing songs. It's not a frat.
The problem with this is you can't really fake it because, as people in college know, if you play a sport, you wear your fucking, like, gear every single place you go.
You can get bootleg gear, though.
That's what you would do. You'd have to, like, buy the gear.
Yeah.
Lacrosse gear.
Or just maybe wear, like, a basketball jersey everywhere and just say you play basketball.
Mm-hmm.
That
yeah,
work.
If you say, hey, I play basketball, it's not a lie if you go to the gym every once in a while and you play, you shoot a few hoops. The best lie I've ever heard was a guy told this girl that he was an astronaut.
Mm.
And they went on a date, and then they got married, and they had three kids. They're, like, old now together.
And that was...
Their relationship was based on a lie.
That was Buzz Aldrin's Wikipedia.
So it can work. Yeah.
I actually had a friend who used to tell chicks that he was a gymnast, and he transferred. So that's a tough one to shoot down, especially if you're, like, he was a little bit shorter.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a shorter guy, you could probably get away with being like, yeah, I did gymnastics.
I might start
saying
that.
I did the pommel horse.
Yeah.
Like, who's going to say... You're never going to be like, hey, show us how to do the pommel horse. That's one that you're going to probably, you don't see a lot of pommel horses just laying around.
Here's what you say. I did the rings.
Yeah.
And I got a real bad shoulder injury.
Uneven bars.
Yeah.
People always forget about the uneven bars.
Yeah.
Those things are fucking, those will get you.
Well, guys don't do the uneven bars.
Yeah.
That's chicks.
all right. That's our show. Monday, we have a pretty interesting guest. I'm going to say, well, I mean, we got to tape it so we don't know, but it's going to be one of our more interesting guests, or it has potential to be.
This guy's been in the news a lot.
Yeah, Big J journalist by us. And then anyone who wants to come meet us out in Youngstown, we will be at the Bo Pelini Bocce Tournament. So we hope to see you there, and we'll see everyone on Monday.
Love you guys.
Hey, everybody. This is Spike Ferriston from Spike's Car Radio. We're out here in the porch of at the Malibu Kitchen at the Malibu Country Mart every weekend doing podcasts. My first guest is Jerry Seinfeld. He's right here. We're going to have Jeremy Piven. We're going to have Chris Hardwick. See you soon on Spike's Car Radio.
I think he's over-projecting for a podcast.
And I love to over-project for podcasts. Join me every week at podcastone.com and Apple Podcasts.